don't think it's a good idea. I mean, I wrote out the message of what we would send him tonight. I think it's easier to tell Bush to delay the goddamn thing, no matter what it costs. I mean, supposing they don't follow our game plan. Supposing they come back and say, all right, come November 15th, but have the announcement on October 30th. Then, the day after the vote, we announce I'm going to China. I don't know whether that's any better from a public relations point of view. You can judge that better than I. We can do it. Haig and I, we've gone back and forth. For a selfish reason, I would prefer to delay it so that they can't piss on me.
At the end of October.
Well, hell, we were trying to move it into this.
frankly have something to talk about. All this goddamn Congress is out there.
Exactly.
We did not be able to realize that point. I mean, that's the reason we did it.
Oh, of course.
Jesus Christ, we just didn't want to, if it was any good to tell you, we denounced it Christmas.
Well, that's exactly the point, Mr. President. And that's, and they've met, so this is our date, not their date. The announcement date is our date, not their date. Their date for announcement was the 14th. What concerns Hagen me is the impression this will make on them. What we've couched this in the form of a personal request by you. Oh yeah, we've done all of that. Oh no, we've done that, and we have even said that if this isn't possible,
yeah,
I'd be prepared to come at the agreed upon date. Agree to the announcement next week under these conditions. That I think is.
That is precisely.
Now. Then, well, no, but that doesn't help us much.
No, I mean, you just couldn't come right then.
Yeah, but if, I thought of that this morning. But first of all, no one believes my illnesses anymore.
Sorry.
And secondly, particularly related to China, secondly, I'd have to get sick from now till the end of the month.
One word.
I thought of that first thing
everything
this morning. Then I think hell will break loose in this country anyway. Don't you?
I guess so, some.
Conservatives will scream. You'll be asked to veto this thing in the Security Council. No, well, you could make a hell of a fight if you wanted to. You can make a case that you can't. But you could also...
Well, let me ask you this. We don't intend to do it. We don't intend to veto it. We couldn't do that, could we?
No.
And so therefore we've got to make the case, either Rogers is going to make it now, or somebody has to, that legally it can't be done.
That's right.
Correct.
Correct. But we won't do that.
You don't think you can win it? Think you win it?
I've never thought so. That's why I wasn't for the whole scheme to begin with. I mean, we had no great choice. I mean, I thought as long as we were going to lose, we were better off losing on the old stand. But I think we are further behind than they think. You have to consider that when these diplomats talk to us, they'll try to make it sound as good as possible. Why annoy us 4 weeks before the vote? We may want something, they may want something from us until then. Judgment is if their present count is too down, it will be more than that on the day of the vote.
I wonder how much the argument really can be honest with me that this hurts the vote.
Well, I have to say, in defense of George and Bill, it will enable some of those who have pretended to us that they're closer to us than they are to use that as an alibi. I think basically the votes are set now. I do not think that objectively it affects the votes of anybody.
No, I know that. No, I know. And people use things for excuses.
I can see some. We are telling them I'm prepared to come on the earlier date if they can do it. so it's not... We're asking it as a favor.
You said you asked him?
Yeah, well, he went like everybody. His first instinct was to do it, and by the time you called him in, my impression was that he thought not to do it.
You not to send the note?
Not to send the note. But you might want to check it with him personally. That was at any rate my impression. Because it takes so long to set these goddamn things up that if any part of it gets unstuck, it's always a 2 months negotiation to get it set. I don't want to have it said that you're so panting for that visit that you'll do anything to sacrifice anything to get it.
This really isn't sacrificing something to get it. I mean, this is not something that we even consider at the time. You know, that
oh, no. I'm looking at what enemies can say, not what is true. By the time we proposed it, we did it on the assumption that the vote would be 4 weeks later.
Assuming they'll out early on some dress, but suppose they're kicked off, and then you they put it this way, after they're kicked out, there will be strong pressures on us to just send the whole planet from the right. And there would be immediate pressures on Casado, because we should not go over there and talk to them after this bandit's been let in and our friends have been let out. So, I think what you do ought to tell Dr. Zoll that we check how we're going to handle with him. I mean, I
think we should tell him we went through it.
Well, rather than go through it, that we just check the Waldron's and we just can't get it through in time. Or why don't you just wait a couple of days and say that we were unable to get a reply?
Well, why don't I tell him that I put it to them to make it later, and they said it's either then or not at all.
No, I don't want him to.
No, but then he'll say we
he'll say we weak, no. I don't think you can prevaricate quite that much. Let's see what you could say, though.
True, said it's your political, that it's our political judgment here.
Well, I think that because of the risk of losing that I think you're going after immediately after the vote would be worse than you're going before the vote.
That's right.
And that's the way that I look at it.
And of course, they might even come back. You gave the best case, which is that we make the announcement next week and I go after the vote. But supposing they come back and agree, say, to November 10th or 17th, with an announcement day of November 1st.
Yeah, well, then we're not that close.
We lose on the 28th. On November 1st, I announce, now I go to Peking. I think that might be the worst. I don't know.
That would be the worst. I think the Peking thing was just take the heat of it and do it.
I think it's
very push to just fight like hell, but maybe we ought to fight a little harder to try to keep them in. Are we doing everything we can?
We're doing everything. As you know, Mr. President, I have always thought it was a loser. We always thought it. I'm not saying it. I finally went along with it because I had no better solution.
It's a place, Solana, whom I've got a bunch of congressmen coming in. I've got to vote. So I have to be voted for the truth area. That's how I can only give it a half hour this time.
I have a meeting of the American Commission of the League coming in with
Solana, whom I can only have a half hour. Okay. I just have a lot of time.
I assure you that son of a bitch took care on the Mansfield vote, so he won't vote for it.
I think you just got to take the heat. I think you just, and I think you told, but don't tell Bill the truth quite so soon. I wouldn't do it right away.
Maybe Alderman should do it. Yeah. He takes it more from Alderman than from me. Is Alderman going with you?
Yeah, but all right, I'm not holding the top line. About Sunday that he just, well, I don't know. I think he would explain it to him easier, but no, no, no. I think Holman could do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think we have to work to do it this way. I think we have to tell Dave he's got to get Sabana to come in at 3:30. He's getting his ass out of here in half hour.
But did you want to have Dave come with you tonight? It's not essential.
Well,
I gave you the gist of it.
Then I guess not. No, not much to say. I'll